You're listening to Chatting with Fleur, with Fleur Morin, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Fleur, with your host, Fleur. And I have a special guest that is related to this book that is beautiful. I read it, and I have my own copy, autograph. And let's bring her. So, Cordelia, Miss Cordelia Reed, how are you?
Hello there. I'm absolutely amazing. I could not be better. It's so good to see you.
So likewise. Thank you so much for making time out of your busy schedule to be here with me and, you know, sharing your beautiful journey and also your story to inspire others. And Let me tell you, she's a woman of God. And every time I hear her speak, when she spends time out of her busy schedule with me, I just feel like so at peace, and she brings so much peace and joy to my heart. And she has done a lot of positive things in such a little time that we crossed paths. So with that being said, enough of me chatting. So go ahead and introduce yourself to my audience.
You know what? I put my name, Evangelist Cordelia Reed. I was thinking about Cordelia Reed. I said, you know what? I'm going to put Evangelist because I want the world to know that I represent Jesus. And that's what I do. I believe in telling people about who Jesus is, how much Jesus loves them, and also how much I love him. And with that, we have freedom in Christ. So I'm an evangelist. I'm an author. I'm an actress. That's how I met Fleur, which is just amazing. We met on a set. So I love the entertainment industry because when we bring ourselves there, we also bring Jesus. That's who we are.
Oh, and then,
you know, thank you so much, Fleur. But also, I'm also a mother. I'm a mother and I'm a wife. And those are my most important roles next to being an evangelist. So those are the things that I love to do. I've had a show on Cross TV as well. And that's a base out of Duarte, but it goes out to the Middle East. So I have a heart for the Middle East. But the other thing is that I'm also just a global minister. So thank you.
Amen. So yeah, like Cordelia said, we crossed paths on set working, on what I love to do. Everybody knows I'm an actress. And, that's how we met. And it was an honor. And it was God's will for us to cross paths. And since the minute you cross paths, I feel such a beautiful energy, to be honest with you. And I always tell you that because I can tell when somebody has such a beautiful spirit, you know, and you do. You, every time we talk, I feel like I'm connecting to God, you know, because you speak so much about his word, and also you teach me also. So like I always remind everybody in my audience, I'm not perfect. I have my flaws, my mistakes, but I'm always, you know, Kaizen, improving myself. And that's what God had taught me on my own journey, that no matter, God is love. And, you know, you remind me of that when you came into my life.
Wow.
And you remind me that he's around me. Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's why I wanted to have you and share this beautiful book that is beautiful. It talks about a relationship and what you go through in life. Mm-hmm. And sometimes trying to find the soulmate that you expect to have in life, but sometimes it's not what you expect, and how God speaks to you and how to handle that journey. And this is beautiful. I love it. So go ahead and you know, let's talk about your beautiful book.
That would be great. You know, one of the things we have to keep in mind is that there are four types of beings on this earth. There's animal, plant, human, and spiritual. And we're not, no one's above their spiritual forces. So this book talks about the Holy Spirit, which is the highest one. And any other spirit imitates it. That's not the Holy Spirit, okay? So we're talking about supernatural power. So that book is based on supernatural power, okay? Now, Little Diary of Relationship Truths comes down to when we spend that one-to-one time with the Lord, we set that time aside. Even if you got to set aside 10 minutes the first time, and then you start moving up to more time, that is your first relationship. You cannot have a relationship without communication. How could I even have met you if I didn't communicate, Fleur? That's like relationship 101. So you cannot have a relationship if you don't have that communication, right? Mm-hmm. So that communication is what starts any relationship. And because you're showing that person how much you love that person, and you acknowledge how much that person loves you, right? So when we spend that one-to-one time with the Holy Spirit and giving and receiving, just talking, you get your instructions for that day. But you also learn how to have relationships with other people, Okay, no matter who they are, we're talking about agape love. We're talking about unconditional love, okay? Not baby love, meaning I only love you until you do me wrong, then I can't stand you now. But no, we're talking about unconditional, 100% pure love. Even when someone curses you out, you should not love them less because of that. But we only learn that with the Holy Spirit. We don't know that in flesh because there's no way we could do that. It's not possible. Okay, we have to allow the Lord to use us as vessels to love that person. That's critical. That's how you get peace and a sound mind. And that's what that relationship teaches us, to have a godly love, regardless of who it is, and not a baby worldly love, right? That's how everybody starts to love, you know, right. And particularly with our romantic relationships. Now, we want romance. Everybody wants romance. They want it, but they don't know how to give it. So you want to go into any relationship giving supernatural love. So when you acknowledge that supernatural love that you're able to have, then guess what? God supernaturally turns that person's heart. Now, that person cannot be turned by themselves. Some force has to turn their hearts, a spiritual force, because they're not above that force. You understand? So when you pray and control that world through your prayers, the spiritual world, in turn, what comes into the natural is that love comes back to you. This is how we ended up even meeting each other. I had no idea who you were. You didn't know who I was. But I love people because I acknowledge how much the Lord loves me. And I got that through relationship with him. I cannot have a proper relationship with you, Floor, unless I have that one with him first. That's what that book talks about. All of our relationships comes out of that one relationship.
It's so beautiful. And I've been reading this and it helps me with so many questions I have. And, you know, it's beautiful. I recommend it so everybody can look it up on Amazon. And if you can, tell them how they can get it and which platforms they can find it.
Absolutely. You know, the fastest way to get it is on Amazon. It's definitely on Amazon. And, you know, I want you to look at this book as in how, because some people will know, how do I know who the Lord is? What do I do? How do I find out? When I found out that there's nothing, how much Jesus loves me, and I was in church all my life, and like, I just found this out in 2015, okay? When I found out there's nothing I can do to make him love me more or to make him love me less, that's when true relationship formed. And that's how I tell my friends, you know what, Flora, there's nothing you can do to make me love you less. You just can't do it because I love you so much, you know? Mm-hmm. That's how I tell my
friends. Too.
Yeah.
No, I love you too. And you know that because you know everything I'm going through and yes. you put me in your prayers and I just appreciate it. And every time, you know, I speak with you, I feel at peace, like understood, not judged. Or criticize, yeah. Or envy, or any. You don't give me any of that. You just give me peace, love, and you just take me as I am. And that's beautiful to find that, you know? And that's how I think humanity should be.
Oh, that really blesses me. Yeah, you were a surprise from the Lord when I met you. I didn't know who you were or what you did. And when you came to me and told me that you love Jesus, that was amazing. And, you know, we didn't even talk about that. You just felt it. And that's, I agree with you. We need more of that in the world, which is why I definitely wrote this book. Because a lot of people, they get discouraged from relationships and they don't realize what they're giving out. I actually start the book talking about bad things that occurred in my marriage. And I didn't know what I was giving out. You understand? And how the Lord had to teach me what his love is. And we only learn that in our very bad experiences, which a lot of people want to give up and walk away. And they just keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again. Yeah. And the goal is to learn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. It's to learn. And now I'm always saying, you know, reminding everybody in the audience, let's spread love and kindness. But everything starts with us first. And then we take care of the rest. I'm not perfect. I don't intend to say, oh, I'm an evangelist. And no, I just say, I love my God. And it could be everybody's God is different, a different version, form and shape. But as long as you have a higher power that you believe and you're not hurting anybody, you know, and trying to make humanity better and to wake up, and hard times are coming for humanity. And if we don't wake up and we don't realize that we need to change and do better for humanity, for the future of new generations, you know? So that's the reason I decided to do this podcast and bring a special guest like yourself. And I'm very honored because I know you just don't go anywhere, you know?
So
I
oh my
appreciate you.
God, I'm honored to be here. Listen, I'm honored to be here with you. I think it comes down to, I was thinking about the other day, honestly, yesterday. No, it was this weekend. I was sitting in someone else's seat and I didn't know because a friend asked me to sit next to her. And then this lady comes over and she's really upset. And so she's like, "Who told you to sit there?" And I'm like smiling, I'm in a good mood. And she's like,
Wow.
"Who told you to sit there?" And she's like, And so I was like, "No one. I'm happy to move." I got up and moved. I was so happy. It didn't even matter because I was so, I mean, life was good. I didn't think twice about it. My friend didn't like it. And the worst part about it, the lady was still mean to other people. Even when I moved seats just to say, "You know what? I can move this seat. I don't care. It wasn't a big deal." But she was still in a bad mood. What does that tell you about this world? And but you know what? She never looked at me a different way again. If I had bowed down to that devil's level and said, "I'm going to get angry too," then we would have been like in this thing of just ridiculousness. That's how the world is. But when someone sees something different in you, it comes down to, wow, she wasn't bothered by that. No, I gave that example, Floor, because you talked about being nice and adding to humanity. A lot of times we allow our situations to change us. No, we change our situations with our behavior and our mind and our thought and our beliefs. So I believe in a God who loves, and that's the kind of love I choose to give.
Yeah, that's true. And Cordelia created also online church, and she's an evangelist, so she goes all over the world and speaks the word of God. And I think next month you're going to Dubai, but with the church that you created online, congratulations, I love it. Everything that I'm busy right now, I couldn't be today, but the times that I've been on it is beautiful. The prayers and the group of people that is there is beautiful, and they're also sharing their testimony, and it's just beautiful what you do. So if you can tell the audience, what you do, so they can follow you on that as well.
Absolutely. So it's called Love of Jesus Assembly. And, I guess at the end of this, we'll share our information, but this assembly we do meet now on Wednesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I started this was I speak out. One thing I forgot to say, I evangelize on TikTok, and it's amazing. People literally come and they love to hear the word of God. Surprisingly, globally, people get on and they come, and I mean, they lay their prayer requests on the altar, a digital altar, and they are so happy that someone wants to pray for them. They don't even know. So with that, I said, I'm just going to go ahead and put this group together on Zoom because there are things that we can say on Zoom that we cannot say on TikTok. So with this assembly, it's called Love of Jesus Assembly because I want people to know how much Jesus loves them. That makes a difference in how you approach life and how you see yourself also. And so far, so good. I love it because I see results already in people. And this is something because it's all the Lord. It's not Cardelia doing. It's all the Lord. It's all being used as that vessel to speaking. Like for Flora, for example, you're starting your podcast, but of course you are a woman of God. And I do see you as an international speaker. And I believe you're going to be that international speaker. But those are the kind of results I expect to see out of everyone that comes to this church to walk into their destiny once they know the love of Jesus and they understand why they're on this earth.
Thank you. You said that you prophesized that when we met. You said, let me tell you this. And you felt and you told me. And I was like, oh, wow. And I wasn't even thinking about it. And then one thing led to another, and then doors open up, and I've been invited to do conference, but just
Yay.
all my life experience,
Wow.
what I have been through and what keeps me going, and my vitamin is God and faith,
Absolutely.
and and trying to maintain a positive attitude towards obstacles that I go through in my life. And that's the conference I'm gonna be working on, but slowly for surely. I haven't said anything. Only one person that I talk, it was you, and then another friend, and that was it. So when the right time comes, I'll be doing that. And I wasn't expecting that, but you were the one who told me that. So
Yay,
God
it's
bless
coming
you.
fast.
She has a little power and knowledge. She's like she sees a lot of stuff. Like you know, Cordelia is just so blessed. And I'm not saying that, like, what they say, oh, you know, for kissing their ear, you know, excuse my
You're
French,
so
but
funny.
no, but it's true. Cordelia has, like, because
Glory
she
to
walks
God.
on faith and she has that power that she can see and read through people. And the minute I talked to her, we connected because we have kind of like the same energy in that sense. You know, we read and see through people. And I just think you are doing a wonderful job. And I couldn't wait to do this episode with you because I want people to know you, to know your mission, your projects. And she's an evangelist, TV host. Also, she's a writer, like everybody knows. This beautiful book I recommended, I bought it on Amazon and I read it and it's beautiful. And when I have doubts, I just open it and read it. And this gives me the strength I need. My current journey, she knows what I'm going through and trying to, you know, survive on so many levels.
I
But,
know.
and she knows, you know, what she means to me and her words and her prayers and her advice. It's just beautiful. So if you can tell the audience what other projects you have besides the church online and your book. I know you had also a podcast
Oh,
and
absolutely. You know what? That podcast is actually still going. I haven't done any up recent ones, but it's on Apple Podcasts, at Google Plays, everything, wherever you see podcasts, it's actually done. So I do have a podcast also. It's so interesting because a lot of times I can sit here and talk. And I don't even think about that until people mention it, which is very true. No, there's definitely podcasts. I'm gonna tell you, God is so good. I started my podcast in 2018. I probably haven't actually done a current, I haven't done a recent podcast in a while, but my podcasts are moving up in numbers. They're moving up in numbers, and that's all the Lord. It's not something that I'm doing. I have no control over that, right? But I believe, no, lately, as I've been getting more on TikTok and evangelizing, people have been looking my information up online. So yeah, that is definitely another thing that I do. You will definitely see those podcasts out there. And that is just phenomenal. That's a big one. But yeah, and definitely, even people connect with me online on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. But TikTok is where I do most of the evangelism, and I actually really, really, really enjoy that because people are it's so well received out there. You don't realize how you have a global audience with that.
Oh, well, I believe you, and I know it is amazing because when you speak God, and people can connect to that, you know?
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
what I love about you is like you just take people as they are. You don't judge. You're just like a beautiful soul, and like you said, unconditional love. And that's what I try to implement on my relationship with my, you know, close friends and family because that's all you leave behind. No material stuff. You don't take it with you to the grave. It's just what you did for others, you know? And like
Absolutely.
you have a beautiful path that this is not just the end of it. It's a long path and long mission that you carry over your shoulders. So I think
Oh,
you're the right
absolutely.
person to do that. And you are creating churches all over the world. And
That's so absolutely. That's no, it's true. It's very true because everyone that's in the audience, people are not in the same place. And our goal is I'm connected with partners. I'm partnering with ministries globally, and I probably should say that. I have a partners that I partner with in Tijuana, Mexico. Karachi, Pakistan, Uganda, Africa, Nigeria. The church that I'm actually partnering with, we use a devotional called the Rhapsodies of Realities. I don't have that on me now, but you're aware of that. They're in Nigeria. And let's see, make sure I say them all as they are. So I think that's it. But if I think of the other one, I'll tell you. But I think that's, but yeah, I have partners that I work with. Oh, and my friend in Dubai. You just talked about that in Dubai. I was like, I know there's another one. So yeah, they have a my,
I
and they are
can't wait to
associated.
hear that one.
Yeah. They're associated with the Bethel Church.
I'm
And this is
sorry,
a
I'm streaming.
friend. You're fine. Yeah, it's something going on with your StreamYard. Are you okay?
It's my phone. It's my phone, and yeah, but
Oh,
I
so
do apologize for that. That's what we get for doing it via, you know,
it
remote. But next time
happens
I
with
need to have
technology.
you. Next time I need to have you in the studio so we can do it. And
Yeah.
but this is beautiful. I know you're a busy lady too, and the holidays and everything. But yeah, going back to the Dubai, I can't wait for you. Gosh, especially Dubai, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it's Dubai is actually a place where Christianity is not as celebrated openly. People, of course, people can do it, but it's because the main religion over there is Islamic. And so there are churches over there that believe in Jesus, but they're not able to go out in the streets and evangelize like we do here. We take a lot for granted here. So, but yeah, there are ministries that are growing there, and there are ministries that do a lot of different things for Jesus. And my friend is a part of the Bethel School of Supernatural Ministries alumni, and she's associated with several churches there.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely.
And all I can say is like I can't wait for all the amazing things coming your way. It's
Yeah,
beautiful
well, I'm
what you
so happy.
do,
Yeah.
and so what made you say yes to me to chatting with Flora on this crazy journey that I'm going through?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think at the end of the day, Flora, whenever you can get out there and put the word out about love, who doesn't want to hear about love? And love is a person, his name is Jesus. Whenever you want to talk about that, and then I love what you're doing. You're placing people on your podcast that has something to tell the world, whatever it is, but it's always about the greater good, right? So I love that you're walking that walk, and this is a part of your journey. So when you're inviting people inside your house, your personal journey, you're saying, let's do this together. And so I love the ability to partner with you on this journey. That to me, that's how I see it. I mean, what greater partner than someone who I know is sent from Jesus? Because when you came over to talk to me, you said, hey, I love Jesus. And I was like, wow, So you sometimes you don't know what you're gonna get when you're on set. All I
Yeah,
know is you like
especially in our industry, it's hard to hear that, and
Absolutely.
people is afraid to say, "Hey, I love
That's right.
Jesus," or, but you see a lot of A-listers are turning into Jesus.
Well, and the goal is, my son had got a prophetic word one time about being in the NBA. My son is 16 years old, right? I had given him that word, and also the pastor at our church gave him that word two different times. It was not associated, no one heard the other person. And so I told my son, I said, do you think the Lord wants you to be in the NBA just so you can just say, hey, I'm in the NBA? No, that's not the whole point. When we get in front of the whole world and you got Jesus written on your back, they're going to say, because this person is an influencer or they're a celebrity, they're an NBA player, whatever the world considers them, because they love Jesus, I want to know who Jesus is too. You understand? That's the whole point. You'll be the only one on the floor praying before the games and speaking into other players' lives and doing things that other people are not doing. Because you know who Jesus is. That's the whole purpose of you getting to that point. That's why Jesus allows that. So we have to always remember that this is always the time to tell people the good news about how much Jesus loves them.
Yeah, because we don't have that much time to change. The changes are
Right.
coming. The
That's right.
changes are coming, and we don't have much time to change. So that's one of the reasons I'm doing the podcast. People need to wake up and smell the coffee. We're souls leaving this human experience. And
Absolutely.
until we reach our graduation time to see our dad, which
Right.
is to me is God, and he plays the movie of our journey on this
Right.
Earth experience, and then at the end you will be asked, did you reach your mission? And
Yes, absolutely.
as a soul, I don't want to be embarrassed and feel ashamed. No, I didn't reach my mission, and then I'll have to come back, and you don't know how is it going to be,
It
So
will not happen to you in Jesus' name. You definitely
no, but I just want people to realize that. I know. I just want people to realize that what we are, we're
No,
souls living this human
that's right.
experience. God gave us free will. God
That's
gave
right.
us the, free will, and also love is love, and we have to be kind and loving, and we need to elevate this energy soon.
Absolutely.
And
Absolutely.
like you said, we don't have to limit how much we love each other as long as we're not hurting each other. And no, because up until you do this for me, I'm gonna be there. No, it's just love is love, and we're there for each other unconditional because that's what God gave us, and he tried to teach us to give each other unconditional love. And
Absolutely.
you have taught me so much because I was raised Roman Catholic, but it's a total different story,
Right,
So,
sure.
but to me, God is God, and whoever doesn't believe in God, but as long as I see they're spiritual and they're good and they're caring and loving, I take everybody as they are because I'm nobody to judge nobody.
Absolutely,
And you
absolutely.
always remind me that every time I'm talking to you, when we have our one-on-one talk time, meetings for coffee, you remind me of that. And you're always talking about the word of God. And that's why I want God to, all the audience, to know you. The wonderful journey. It's not easy, and you handle it so well, like the queen you are.
Oh, that's so wonderful. I received that. That's such a beautiful compliment. You are, Flo, I feel that, right now at this time in your life, you walk in so much grace and love for people. And, I feel like when you just go out there even more, you're going to be giving people chances that the world does not give chances to, that the world does not look at. You're going to extend a hand to people that the world has even forgotten, but you're going to look
That's
at them and give them hope and say you're not forgotten because of Jesus
yeah.
moving.
That's what I'm doing, like trying to have this forum for anybody that has a beautiful message of hope and love and kindness. And and to say no matter even if you're not up to the level that society has standards for all of us,
Absolutely.
you matter to me and you're important. And to me, you are like an A-lister like everybody else,
You know what? To me, what matters the most, I look at the world and I don't look at the world the way the world does. Okay, so I look at heaven. And you want angels to be celebrating you in heaven. That's for the true celebration. This world's gonna blow up. It's not gonna last. Matter of fact, if you can look at it, including yourself, it's not gonna last. So you don't wanna put your hope in something that's gonna pop and go away and go on fire. Put your hope in things that are already eternal because that's where the true power is. There's no power in this earth, right? I mean, it is what it is. But the power is in the unseen. That's the most important thing, the spiritual.
It's so beautiful, and thank you. I'm always learning from you, and you know that. I always tell you that. You always teach me, and it's beautiful to connect with somebody that has the same energy that you feel accepted. And to
Oh,
me, at the end,
absolutely.
is what it lasts is what you do for others, not what you have given.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's yeah, and it's beautiful what you're doing, evangelizing all over the world in places that people doesn't even like remember who God is. So it's
I mean,
beautiful.
people feel forgotten in these places. They're, we call it reaching the unreached. People feel unreached, but there's an urgency now. People globally that are reaching out and crying out to the Lord. Now, I'm not talking about the United States. I'm talking about places unheard of that people are crying out for more. Even in Israel, I'm finding that people are actually crying out to Jesus more than any other God. You understand? They're coming back to believe in that ever now because of all the unrest and civil unrest and things that were going on over there. So people are crying out for the supernatural in a better sense now than ever before. And that's truly, truly important. It's what we want to do, obviously.
It's just beautiful what you just say, and to reach the unreached and to make
Absolutely.
people feel like loved and special,
That's what we all want. We come into this world with a sense of love, and when we don't get that, the sense of inadequacy, the sense of rejection, and everything else that this world brings gets in us, and we get on default of that. But there's something about love, and we put, we meet somebody, oh my God, this person's gonna love me, love me, love me. Then they get disappointed and hurt, and then they place their value in that other person. But the Lord is saying, no, that's not the kind of love that He has. He has love that never leaves. It gives you unspeakable joy and gives you peace in the silent mind. We just have to believe. It's very simple. Only believe. But we make it very complicated and then we don't believe in,
But that's where you come into the picture, to remind us what it is and how it goes. And
Absolutely.
another day we were talking about it, and I asked you, because she's my go-to person when I ask about, Bible stuff or, like, because I share with her my view, my spiritual view. And I said, Cordelia, is this right? This is what how I think. You correct me if this is wrong. And then she told me, okay, go ahead. I was like, to me, the impression is like God came to this world to teach us that we are equal, that we are humans, we're beings of, love, and we came out of love, and that we're supposed to be, leaders, no followers. And he came to clear our souls of sins from our ancestors and our current sins, but also to remind us that love should be unconditional.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I talk to people a lot, some people who are single, and their idea of love is always romantic love. It's always a hanky-panky romantic love that's associated with pure flesh. And then they say, well, I have this whole list of picky things that I want from other people. And that pickiness comes from you not knowing your value and not understanding the love, the true love of the Father. You understand? Because, you know, some people say, well, this person has to look this way. They have to think that way. They cannot have this behavior, that behavior. And the key is, if you understood the power of love and prayer, when you meet someone and you pray for them, that person can become anything that they're supposed to become. They can become their greatest selves, their greatest selves. I think I said that right. They can become the greatest person of who they are when you pray for them. And a lot of people don't know that. They think, okay, they just bring it to the table and they control it. No. You can't control anything. You pray in the spiritual realm, that's when things are changed. Do you understand? So I was just mentioning tonight talking about how the Lord has already given us everything in the spiritual realm, every spiritual blessings in heavenly places, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And that means we already have those blessings. So if that's the case, when I meet John, if I'm single and I meet John, and John doesn't have X, Y, and Z qualities, I go and pray that all those blessings come onto John's life. I pray for John. That's unconditional love. You understand? And then John starts to become the king and warrior who he is. And next thing you know, me and John off to get married because the Lord has changed John. I mean, think about it.
Only
We
God
have
can make the
no plan from
changes
the
we
heart.
need.
Yes.
Only God can make the changes we need, and that's so true.
Right.
And
Absolutely.
nobody's perfect, but at least to have the basic, things that we require. But thank you for sharing that. And also, I was gonna ask you, I'm always changing gears, but
Of
because I want
course.
to make sure we cover all areas, and I want to make sure that we talk all the things you want to share,
Of
because we
course.
waited for this episode. I was so excited. I was
Oh, right.
coming.
That's right. Absolutely, we did. Yeah, definitely.
So, I was just thinking, like, what else do you want to share with my audience besides this beautiful book? Your podcast, they can find you on Apple. And how can they find you? Cordelia Reed or?
Absolutely. So it is Cardelia, last name Reid, and I am on all the platforms. Now on Instagram, it'll be Cardelia, Cardelia, love, Love, and then Reid, all one word. And then on TikTok, you know, we make things so hard. It's my voice 012.
That's
My
beautiful. I love it that you have it on TikTok, especially TikTok is so popular and nobody wants to find stuff like that in TikTok. And
Exactly.
you're the one who's doing it, so I love it.
So, but on Facebook, it's definitely Cardelia Reed. And those are the social media platforms that I'm on. But, you know, I honestly believe social media was created for the spreading of the gospel. I don't even give into all that other stuff. But that is the most important thing. Definitely the book. Definitely about just being in the industry and wanting to spread who we are in the industry. And I'm comfortable in who I am. That's critical. But I think also when you do these shows, people have to see your face. I mean, you can't do much if they don't know you exist, right? So
That's so
that's what
true.
we're here for. Just knowing that, you know, who I am and you know what I do, and that's critical. You know, I also counsel people. I do that. I used to be called a spiritual life coach, but I just changed that to evangelist. It's just one of those things, but I counsel people just as the Lord sends them, honestly.
Yeah,
So
because you have a different way, and I've been one of those,
exactly.
I guess I wouldn't say a customer, but like a client or
Oh.
that you have helped. Like, she has healing powers, let me tell you. When I saw her one day for coffee, and I told her, oh, I'm going through this pain, and then she prayed over where I was dealing with the pain, and like 2 days after, the pain was gone. And I'm not lying, she didn't pay me to say this, but it's true. It's part
Wow.
of when you become connected to your higher being. So there's like that string, invisible string of energy that connects you. And that energy flows into her and then she spreads it whoever needs it. Because all of a sudden she goes, let me pray for this. I was like, I wasn't even expecting that. And it helped.
You know, all glory to God. It is all the Holy Spirit
It
using me.
did
It's one
help
of those,
me.
it's a gifting. It's a gifting. And we all have those gifts. And that is the gift of healing. And it's like you have the gift of prophecy. You may walk more in prophecy, but it doesn't mean you don't have the gift of healing. It just means that when you start being aware, the Lord starts activating those gifts. So I'll say, for example, the gift of interpreting dreams. I didn't know how to do that. And so I asked the Lord, I just simply asked him, can I have that gift of interpreting dreams? And guess what I do now? I interpret dreams. You understand? So there are some gifts you're going to naturally walk in because you just have them, the Lord. But then there's some you're probably going to have to ask for them or just start reading the Bible and just declaring that you have them in Jesus' name. And they're non-gifts or whatever, but you're talking about the gift of healing. And yes, that's exactly right. The Lord, I mean, the power of the Holy Spirit is inside of us. So that when we actually start praying for others to be healed, the Lord actually uses us as vessels to heal that person. And that's exactly what happened to you and your pain. I have been healed so many times. I have people pray over me. I've been healed. So I believe in healing. I believe in miracles. I'm very, very, very radical because we don't serve a God with conditions on it at all. He does everything, literally everything.
That's so beautiful. And that's why I always enjoy talking to you. You give me that peace that I need to hear, you know, out of all the commotion we leave and busy life. But every time I talk to you, you give me that. And I hope the audience can feel that as well, you know.
Absolutely. And,
you know, anything else you would like to share that I'm missing or, you know, something that you want to, you know, tell the audience?
I mean, I think that's it. You know, I believe that people's faith is elevated by the testimonies that they hear. And so I'll give you a quick testimony of something very simple. You just had one testimony. Like I said, I believe, and because I believe, even if I pray for Dan and he doesn't believe, the God's word says that Dan will be healed because I believe it. You understand? So that's when the Lord has, because of his grace, he heals that person. So we don't have to worry about whether that person has shaky faith. It doesn't matter. I believe it. I was at an event this past weekend and there was a girl in front of me. And my minister friend told the girl that she had a slit in the back of her skirt. So there's a slit in the back of her skirt. And she starts freaking out. I know, right? It's the one thing you don't want to hear as a woman. She has on this dress. And her jacket, I guess, wasn't long enough to cover it or something. I don't know. She just didn't want to put her jacket on because it was a jean jacket. It didn't match her outfit. Either way, she starts kind of stressing out and flipping out. She literally starts doing this. And no one could find a safety pin. No one had a safety pin. And about 10 minutes, I couldn't take it anymore. So I said to her, I said, listen, all we got to do is declare in the name of Jesus, you will get a safety pin. That's it. That's it. It's just that simple. Within 3 minutes, someone walked over and had a safety pin for her. Within 3 minutes, because there's power in that name. Because you understand, when you walk in that kind of just believing.
And also put in the positive.
Yes. Know, right. Speak life into it. Yes. So that's just an example of what faith is and just believing that, you know, and that's how my life is every day. I kid you not. That is my life and I wouldn't change it.
I heard this evangelist too, I'm sure you know him, Joel Osteen, and he said every time he gets off the car and he goes shopping or anywhere he goes, he always prays to God, oh, help me find a good spot, God, or help me find this, even though he said it's just in my... You know, it helps him on the daily basis. And that's something that we can do to keep us, you know, on that energy of love and protection.
I just declare in the name of Jesus, I will find the parking spot. And it does. Okay. I mean, you walk in authority. You take that authority. I mean, we're talking about God said he gives us that authority in Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Lord says, I give you all the power over the enemy, over scorpions and serpents, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So I know that. So I don't get deterred by little devils and demons. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the spirits that's operating in them. So when I see that, I take my authority over that. I know the authority. They may not know it. The person may not care. It doesn't matter. I have that authority and I use it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. So, I mean, that's critical. That's something I love for people to know because they think that if they use a different type of power that's not godly, they can walk in that. And that power is very manipulative. And they also kill you, you know.
We have our own gifts, our own powers that are naturally given by God. Like you said, we all have it. It's just a matter of us to use it for the right, you know.
Bingo.
The right way and use our energy for the right because everything comes back, you know. So
absolutely.
If you put out there good, it comes back to you good. So, I mean, you know, it's just.
Of course.
For us to wake up and realize, you know, we're not just any human beings. Like you said, we're not the tail, we're the head.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what this word says. And the Bible, which is what I call God's word, is not an if book, it's when. It's guaranteed to happen. Guaranteed to happen.
Yeah. And, you know, I always like to have fun with my guests. I don't like to make it just,
Yeah,
like
serious.
serious, because life, if we take it too serious,
Exactly.
and you know me, I love
You
to
can
have
have
fun
fun.
in a good way. So, and you too, you're a fun person. You have a beautiful personality, and that beautiful smile. So
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you.
yeah, and I just want to say thank you for doing this. And
Of
what
course.
would you prefer, if you end up living like in the desert, all of it, all of the sudden, and who would you take with you? I know you will say God, but who
He's
else?
already there. It's okay. He's already there. I mean, it just comes down to, no, it's a very interesting question. I did see that as one of your questions. I thought, oh, that she really does like to have fun. You know what I mean? I mean, to be honest with you, I could not see myself there with probably without my husband. You know, if I just had to pick somebody, because you made me pick an actual person. So I'm talking about a physical, tangible person that our eyes can see with, on this earth.
That's a good answer.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
that's
Well, I
perfect.
think my husband for sure. Yeah. Does that
And
make sense? And what was the other part?
yeah, and what is your favorite food?
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'm gonna say this now. My favorite food has ended up being silk Greek yogurt strawberry. That sounds a little silly, but I don't
No,
eat
sounds
yogurt.
healthy.
But it's actually healthy, but I like to mix it with mixed up pecans, raisins, and granola. Oh my gosh. It is
Yummy,
the best
yummy.
parfait you could ever have because it's good for your digestive system and it tastes yummy, yummy for your tummy.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. I love that
I
answer.
love your question.
Thank you. Well, I like to make it fun and, have my guests to enjoy this, And
Absolutely.
also, what kind of music do you like? I know you're gonna say, praise
Well, you know
God,
what? Let me
but
tell
what
you.
else?
There's this instrumental music you can play, and it's gospel music, but it's not what you expect. It's instrumental healing music. You just
Oh.
play in the background, and I'll send it to you. You just play it wherever you are, and it's instrumental. It's not loud. There's no banging cymbals, nothing like that. It's just like a straight hum, and it's so beautiful. It changes the atmosphere no matter where you go. You may have heard it when I start my calls, when I'm praying, you can hear it in the background. So it's that instrumental music that I'm learning that no matter where I am, if I play that music, it changes my state of mind and puts me in a state of ah.
And I can tell because every time I'm with you, like talking, you give me like
Yeah.
the sand, like, oh, I just want to go like, ooh.
that zone. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's
So,
beautiful because you don't get that from anybody, It's
Right.
just the people that is highly connected to a higher being, which is God, can give you that peace. And it's
Absolutely.
beautiful. Yeah,
It was
well.
such a good question. I love it, Floor.
Aw, you're
You gotta
so
pick
kind
up
to
your hang up
me.
off next time.
Yeah, you're so kind to me, but I appreciate you and God bless you. So many good things you wish for me, double back to you, girl. And thank you for all the prayers. Keep me on your prayers.
Of course.
Everything I'm going through, and thank you for doing that, And I'm so honored and blessed to have you and share you with my audience, because I'm very like protective of my friends, of the people that I know they care and love me and take me as I am and understands me.
Absolutely.
So I'm
Absolutely.
very like careful. Like I always keep them close to me and protect them because they're special to me. So, but you are one of those that I want to share with the audience because you have a powerful message. And I always enjoy talking to you, and I wanted the audience to feel that as well. So I hope
That's
they
so
feel
good. It's amazing.
the same energy I feel every time I'm with you, and I know they do because you're blessed by God. And they feel the love, the scent, like I always say, and the energy that is beautiful, that is kind, loving, and calm, and it's beautiful.
I
And
only
keep.
regret that I can't see you in person because I'll put
I
you in my
know.
pocket and just take you with
Me
me.
too. Oh, I know. One day well, you asked me if I wanted to join you in Dubai, and I said I might, but we have busy lives, but I wouldn't mind to give my testimony, what you have
Absolutely.
done to me,
Absolutely.
in Zoom. When you're
Yes,
in Dubai, I'll be
yes.
more than happy.
Yes,
And
absolutely. Be great.
because people need to know,
That's great. I
So
agree.
I'll be there for you, and I'll be more than happy to give my testimony for the people in Dubai so they know, what you do.
Oh, that's so beautiful, Flora. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're such a, let me tell you, this is a pleasure to be here, and I love your audience just as much as I love you. I do.
Well,
Just
thank you.
use
Well,
this
I
as
know you're so cute. I love you, and amen. And I just want to say thank you for everything, and thank you for taking me as I am and understanding my message and my mission, which is love and kindness. And I hope everybody out there is doing their homework. Love and kindness. No
Yes.
jealousy, no envy, nor, and whoever doesn't give you the same energy, just, bless them and move along, unfortunately.
I love that. Bless them and keep moving. Literally, don't look back. Just keep going. I love it. That's perfect.
Because you can't change them, only God, and if as their own terms, but I'm just doing my best for humanity to wake up and realize we don't have much time, unfortunately.
Right.
We've been giving a lot of warnings and time, so
Yeah.
unfortunately, we don't have much time, and the clock is ticking,
TikTok, absolutely.
meaning spiritually. And I want to share this. I think I shared this with you, and I have shared this with other guests that I know that they're spiritual. During COVID, I was, in my apartment with my family. We were sleeping. It was like 7 in the morning, and I had one of those dreams that you wake up and you remember everything that you dream.
Right.
So I saw the four horsemen, and they were saying,
Wow.
"Be ready.
Wow.
Hard times are coming. Pest, hunger, death, and war. And right now we're in war." So, and that was during COVID, And I said, why me? I'm not like one of those persons that go to church every day and I'm like, walking like that, but I guess he knows why he chooses people like me and others, to spread the message. So I'm just sharing this, and I'm not like a higher,
Well, the Lord,
spiritual
he takes, I
person.
mean, we don't even have to be, we don't have to be the, he qualifies us when he calls us. That's what it comes down to. So I hope you started praying against that.
Well, yeah, when that happened, that was like, when COVID started,
Exactly. I see. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And now we've passed that part.
And we're in war.
I know. I know.
Sad. It's sad,
We're
but
still praying against that too. I mean, when the Lord shows us things, he actually tells us to either pray for it to happen or pray against it. But he shows, he does it, and he does things. He shows his prophets first. That tells you a lot about who you are and your gifting. But he's showing you that, so he's telling you what to pray for.
And prepare and help everybody to prepare, because it's
Wow.
sad, It was, like I said, a dream, but it one of those dreams that shook you up, It's like, wow,
Okay. I mean,
and it's
that's the power
sad.
of the Lord speaks to us through dreams. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure he has spoken to you because he speaks to us through dreams, and that's one of the reasons you
Of
wanted to
course.
learn how to, the meaning of the dreams.
I mean, yeah, that's definitely one of the ways they speak to us. And your dreams are powerful. And I think that at the end of the day, when he shows you those things, you get busy and do what you're told to do. And then God's word tells us, that's when you start praying. If that is going to happen, we pray once again for it to not happen. And if it does happen, to seep through the cracks and come into the natural realm, the Lord lessens the effects of it.
And has he talked to you?
In dreams. And
Mm-hmm.
yeah, oh yeah, audibly in dreams, in visions, tangibly, all throughout the day, all the time, actually. Now, if we're talking about the audible voice, now the audible voice I probably only heard like once in my life. And then the in dreams, all yes, all the time, because that's angelic. A lot of the angels would come in the dreams. The angel of the Lord would come to you and speak to you in dreams. But then as far as like within me, all the time, I'm always hearing from the Lord all throughout the day because I'm always in relationship with him. And
With
talking
him.
is not just praying, it's being into, you're receiving information too. So you have to listen to what he's saying also, but you have to put yourself in the mode to hear him, So yes, absolutely. I would
That's
not make it
true.
without
That's a
that.
good point you said. Like he talks to you through the angels, but audible only once, and that happened to me once.
That's
And
exactly.
yeah, so I connect to that. Amen.
That's
So
amazing.
hopefully this has helped to everybody to wake up and smell the coffee. Like I said, please wake up. We need to connect. And we need to spread love and kindness so we can elevate the energy of love because we come from love. And if we do that, we are gonna stop all the negativity. And
Absolutely.
we're gonna win with spreading love and kindness.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. So beautifully said.
Thank you. And anything else you wanna say before we wrap up? Because time has
I think
flown.
that just know that I'm always praying for you. I'm even praying for LA Talk Radio. The Lord has so many big
Amen.
things
Thank
going on
you.
for the media. And so, yeah, just remember Jesus loves you and I love you too.
Love you too. Thank you so much for spending this Sunday afternoon with me and my audience. Love my audience. Thank you for making time for me and spread love and kindness. And I appreciate you, Cordelia. God bless you and many success to you and your family. Love
Thank
you.
you, sir. Thank you so much for having me on. See you next time.
Thank
Bye-bye.
you. See you. Bye.
You're listening to Chatting with Floor Moran, only on LA Talk Radio.